Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hey, Northeast Pennsylvania, it's Rob O'Donnell here on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that Odyssey app. Can get us on your smart speakers. Just ask it to play WILK News Radio and get us anywhere you get your favorite podcast. Just search The Rob O'Donnell Show. How's everyone doing on this first day of October? There's going to be a little chill in the air tonight, so be prepared for that. It is 70 degrees and just beautiful outside right now. Coming up on 309 here again on the first day of October, Wednesday, hump day, October 1st, 2025. How's everyone doing today? About the same you were yesterday, right? No changes, nothing, no scary stuff outside. The shutdown, you know, you're still able to breathe the same air and walk out of your house or your apartment or your home, wherever you live. Travel on the highways freely and get to where you needed to go. Actually, nothing really much changed for anyone. A couple people, you know, were told not to come into work today. But if history is any gauge over the past 20 or some odd shutdowns, they usually last, the average was about 1 to 3 days. And at most, in the past 20 shutdowns, going back to, I believe, the Gerald Ford era, the longest shutdown was 35 days. So we'll get into that a little bit of that when we talk about some history here. But I cannot, in good conscience, stand idly by while you're being misled. My station's brand owes that to you. I owe that to you. And you know, in the opening song and announcement for this show, it says we are the best team in afternoon radio. And I stand by that. My team here, Jay Keller in the control room, and I got Paul Michaels doing the news. We got EJ with the traffic. It is the best darn team in radio. And we owe to get you the information that needs to be out there. And there's a lot of misinformation around. There is nothing to do with the law, the 2010 law, the Affordable Care Act, in this argument today. Now, some of it's changed aspects of it, but nothing reduces anything that was provided in the 2010 Affordable Care Act law. So what happens to the original premium tax credits outlined in the 2010 Affordable Care Act? When the temporary COVID-enhanced premium tax credits under the American Rescue Plan Act 2021 and extended in the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022 expire at the end of 2025, because that is what is at stake right now. This is why the Democrats shut down the government. The enhanced premium tax credits introduced in the American Rescue Plan Act, ARPA, of 2021 and extended through 2025 by the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022 are temporary modifications to the original premium tax credits structured established under the 2010 Affordable Care Act. These enhancements expanded eligibility beyond 400% of the federal poverty level, FPL, and lowered the required household premium contributions as a percentage of income for all eligible enrollees, resulting in larger overall subsidies. They are set to expire on December 31st, 2025, for coverage starting in 2026. A Upon expiration, the original Affordable Care Act premium tax credit rules will automatically resume without change. Now, what does that mean? Eligibility reverts to households with incomes between 100 and 400% of the FPL. That's the federal poverty limit. That's from $15,000 a year to $60,240 for an individual in 2025. So if you're making, let's say, under $60,000, you qualify for the premium tax credits under the Affordable Care Act. Now, I'm sure a lot of you listening right now make less than $60,240 a year. And if you are and pay taxes, you are paying for someone else's health insurance right now. And not just someone who makes under $60,000, but because of the enhanced premium tax credits, that cap was taken away. So enrollees above 400% FPL will no longer qualify through, though they may still access unsubsidized marketplace plans. So you still have the availability to get a marketplace plan. You're just not going to get taxpayer dollars to help you pay for that. Now, is there anyone out there, an individual, making $60,000 a year? Meaning if you have a husband and wife, you can make $120,000 a year. Is there anyone out there thinks that your tax dollars should be paying or helping pay for the health care of someone who makes $120,000 a year? That's under the original Affordable Care Act. Under the enhanced premium tax credits, that cap is gone. Anyone qualifies to get the enhanced premium tax credits, and they're due to expire. But here's the thing. Democrats shut down the government because they want to guarantee that the enhanced premium tax credits, meaning people making over $60,000 a year, will get taxpayer assistance to pay for their health care. That could be a small business owner making $100,000 a year. That could be a small business owner making $100,000 a month. And what it does is if you're a small business and you have four or five employees, it gives you the disincentive to provide health care for your employees because they can too can go out to the marketplace and have taxpayers help fund their health care. That's not what this was meant for. This was meant for people low income, lower middle income, struggling with a family that did not have employer provided health care to get something they can afford. Not for small business owners, not for people making a good living via whatever means and not have access to an employer-based health care plan to have the taxpayer help them pay for their health care. It was never meant for that. During COVID, a lot of people across the spectrum, small businesses across the spectrum were shut down forcefully by the government. So in 2021 and 2022, as part of the American Rescue Plan Act and as part of the Inflation Reduction Act, Democrats who controlled the presidency, the House of Representatives, and the Senate, all three chambers at that time, wrote the bill, the American Rescue Plan Act and the Inflation Reduction Act, with this enhanced premium tax credits expiring. They themselves wrote that bill that it expired. First, at the end of 2021, and during the Inflation Reduction Act, they extended it to the end of 2025. Now the Democrats just shut down the government because the law they wrote they don't like, and they want changed, when then they could have changed it and wrote whatever they wanted.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, No big contrast. 4, I use it. 5, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes. Hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including ARC. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Those enhanced premium tax credits took away any income cap. And under the Affordable Care Act, that income cap for an individual right now in 2025 is between $15,060 and $60,240. That's for an individual. People are paying a ton of money and taxes to supplement the healthcare purchasing of people who don't need it. So what's being said now is they're holding this continuing resolution hostage because the law that was the continuing resolution that was voted on yesterday is a clean continuing resolution. All it says, which that means, all it says is that they will continue to fund the government at existing levels. That's it. It does not cut anything. It does not touch the Affordable Care Act. It does not do a thing. A matter of fact, what the Democrats are arguing does not touch the Affordable Care Act of 2010. What it does is let the law they wrote actually go through and expire at the end of 2025, the enhancement, taking away the income cap. I'm sorry, but we should not be paying our tax dollars to help supplement somebody buy their health insurance who's making $80,000 a year. And if you think that you should be, by all means, reach out to someone you know in that position and help them personally. Nothing that's on the table touches the Affordable Care Act of 2010. The temporary COVID-enhanced premium tax credits under ARPA and the Inflation Reduction Act are simply set to expire, like the Democrats wrote them in the law. But time and time again, both on the radio and on TV and from politicians, you continually hear him saying they're chipping away at the Affordable Care Act. No, they're not. They're lying to you. And if you think someone making $80,000 a year, $90,000 a year should have our taxpayers help them buy health insurance, tell it straight out just like that. And again, to be eligible for this, you have to not have the availability of an employer-based plan. So if you work for an employer that has health insurance available to you, even if it costs you a percentage out of your paycheck, you don't qualify. But if you're a 1099 employee, if you're an independent contractor, if you're a small business owner, you do. And a lot of those people make really good money. Listen, if you're only making $30,000 a year and you have to have health insurance for your family, I agree you should get some help. And the Affordable Care Act does that. That's why the original law of 2010 caps out at $60,000 a year. $60,000 a year. And it's interesting because posted on my social media where they keep saying that, well, illegal immigrants aren't getting health insurance. It's just a lie. It's just a misnomer. By law, they're not eligible for it. Well, here, California is going to spend $8.4 billion this year on care for illegal aliens. New York's own website. Here's New York State of Health, their own official website. New health insurance option for undocumented immigrants over 65. Starting January 1st, 2024, there's a new option for health insurance available for undocumented immigrants over age 65. What is the new health care coverage? And then it goes into the explanation how you could sign up for it. And when they tell you, listen, by law, illegal immigrants do not qualify for Medicaid. Well, they do qualify for emergency Medicaid, and it's done time and time again. It may be called different things, but it's paid from the same pool of funds. And it all comes from our tax dollars. Under the system, people with temporary protected status, millions of them under the Biden administration, where they just wave the wand and says, you know, all these people from Venezuela, Guyana, and Haiti, yeah, they're temporary protected status. They qualify for taxpayer-funded health insurance. And then you have the government and members of the Democrat Party say, well, they're not illegal immigrants. They're temporarily here legally. Well, no, they're really not. And that's why you opened up the borders to flood them. The fact that they cannot be honest with you about what they're really requesting and what's really going on now should tell you everything about this shutdown in Washington. A shutdown that's going to be over in either the next few days, or if history tells us, 35 days at the longest. Somebody says $60,000 a year is not much money, Rob, if you're trying to feed a family, heck, even as a single guy. Well, that's for a single person, $60,000 a year. And why can't they go get a job at an employer-based that has health insurance? I mean, I can get a job tonight at Sheetz and get health insurance. If that's the kicker, there you go. It's funny, we got so many great listeners here. $80,000, all from the same person. $80,000 is nothing anymore. $60,000 is like peanut. Well, if that's the case, then our kids coming out of high school should be just fine with finding a job and not having to worry about us pay their student loans. Now, right? I guess.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.